Thank you, Frankie. Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to IRC's 2017 fourth quarter trading updates conference call. This morning, we have uploaded the announcement PowerPoint slides, which we will be using for our call. You can download them from our website, www.ircgroup.com.hk. The presentation will be hosted by our CEO, Mr. Yuri Makarov, and also CFO, Mr. Danila Kotayarov. Our Corporate Controller and Company Secretary, Mr. Johnny Yin, will also be here to answer your queries. At the end of the presentation, there will be a Q&A session, which you can ask in English, Mandarin, and Cantonese. 欢迎大家来到铁钢年货2014年第四季的营业报告电话会议。以下的会议将会用英语进行。会议的资料可以在我们的网站 www.ircgroup.com.hk里面下载。 会议将会由首先由我们的首席执行官 Yuri Makarov 先生， 同埋我哋嘅首席財務官 Danila Kotayarov 講解，而我哋嘅財務總監同埋公司秘書阮兆章先生亦都會解答大家嘅疑問。電話會議最後會有一個答問嘅環節，歡迎大家用英文、普通話或者廣東話發問。Thank you, Yuri, over to you.
Thank you, Shirley, and welcome to everybody. This was another quarter for us, which was very challenging from one side and very good production from another. Although we didn't get full-scale operations right now, we are more and more sure that we will be able to reach it in recent future. If you will pay your attention to the slide number 5 of our presentation, you will see that our railway congestion issue is more or less resolved. It's also helped to resolve it. The fact that we have a new client in the west direction from us also helps to operate railroads more smoothly. We generating positive EBITDA. Danilo will give you more details about it. Unfortunately, we have some issues with drying unit, which we were not able to identify previously during summer season when we were fixing those problems which we inherit from our Chinese subcontractor. But up to now, we didn't find out anything which will not allow us to reach full capacity later this year. And after fixing of those issues, which we are not able to fix right now because we are still operating drying unit, we will be very close to the full capacity. Right now we are operating at around 60 plus percent of our output. You can see operational figures on slide number 7. We are very glad that we have produced more than 1.5 million over the concentrate over the 2017. This is a huge increase. Whole team is much more trained and much more capable to keep production and to look after the plant which we have built. I think that's all about operations. Maybe I will not repeat all our standard information about where we are, who we are, what are we doing. Where we are situated and why we are so keen in Chinese market. I will be happy to answer questions when we will be finished with presentation. But right now I will pass to Daniela to give you information about the figures of where are we now. Maybe one more update about operations is the bridge. As you can see from the slide number 21, construction is very progressing. We believe that this year we will be able to start shipments through the bridge. Maybe not all of them, but at least part, and it will further decrease our operational cost. That's it, Daniela. I think it's good for you to start.
Let me give a short update about financials and liquidity in the scope which we can update you during the quarterly update. As you know, the full information will be available when our annual accounts will be published in March. As you can see on slide 9, you can see the numbers related to the amount of liquidity that we have at the end of the year. The total amount on our balance sheet is around 11 million US. The total amount of the debt with the ICBC and the small amount of the working capital loan altogether is a 235 million US, basically remained unchanged because yes, last year our obligations in terms of the service of the principal of the ICBC loan been waived. I can repeat that during the last quarter, at this height of the lower than planned level of the capacity on the KNS due to the problem with the railway and due to the problem with drying units, we still managed to generate a positive EBITDA at KNS. At the end of the year, we had a significant amount of repayment related to the interest on the ICBC loan, what obviously has reflected on the resulting on the result amount of the cash. Apart from this, I can also give some comments about the dynamics of the price and of the exchange rate over the last quarter. As you can see on the slide 10, ruble has somewhat appreciated in relation to U.S. Dollar. At the year end, while the price of an iron ore, which had been in its lows at the beginning of the quarter, increased, and also good news is that at this moment of time, the prices are allocated above the level which was at the year end, which is a positive to us, of course. And on slide 11, you can see that also spread between 62% price and the one we're using, one which we are producing. Although it's decreased slightly from its record at the end of Q3, it remains on a comfortable level. I think that's a major update. I can hand over to Yura, although I get the rest of the slides are basically they have the standard information which we are publishing hit every quarter, so maybe it will be more efficient if we move to questions and answers. Yeah.
Thank you, Daniel.
I agree with you, Daniela.
So, Frankie, we can open the floor to Q&A session, please.
Thank you. We will now poll for a question. If you'd like to register for a question, please press star 1 on your telephone. Ladies and gentlemen, should you have any question, please press star 1. Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, should you have any question, please press star 1. Thank you. Okay, our first question comes from Rahul from JP Morgan in London. Thank you.
Hi, good morning. Just a couple of questions from my side. On the weak production numbers, should we expect something similar in the first quarter as well? Because the drying unit is still not up to full ramp up?
I'm afraid yes. We have fixed some problems which are able to fix during operations, but fully we will finalize to eliminate those problems which we inherit from the constructor after the end of the cold period.
Okay, and do you have any revised guidance on when do you plan to reach full production?
We are already, as I mentioned, operating on the 60 plus. We will de-bottleneck we will de-bottleneck drain unit over the summer period. But our main processing plant, excluding the drain unit, is more or less okay. But more or less, it's okay. So later this year, we will be able to operate on the full capacity.
Rahul.
So should we expect like summer months would be full capacity and then 2018 winter, depending on how the drying unit repairs progress, you'd probably come back to like 60% or stay at full capacity?
No, when I'm saying that we will fix it, means that we'll fix it and it will not restrict us.
Sorry, could you repeat that? You'll fix it?
Sorry, once again?
Could you repeat that? You said you will, when you say you fix it, you mean what?
I mean that we will fix it and it will not be a bottleneck in future.
Okay, perfect. And then can I also ask for 20...
Sorry, I have a feeling that Daniela was going to add something. Is it correct, Daniela?
Rahul, yes, I wanted to add to the answer regarding your question about the low level of the capacity in the last quarter and whether this level of the capacity will repeat or be repeated in the quarter one. I would like to draw your attention that if you do the calculation, the rough capacity achieved in the last quarter, unfortunately, due to the problems which we discussed, was around 48-49 of the full level of the capacity. Already at this moment of time, as we disclosed, the capacity that we reach is above 60% of the capacity. So the level that we are reaching at the moment is already more than the one that we had last quarter. And with the gradual decline in the workload on a dry unit with the increase of the temperature, we believe that the capacity of the production shipments will be gradually increasing. So we can the answer to your question will be that expected capacity in the quarter one is more than in the last quarter.
Understood. Thank you very much. That is very helpful. On the debt side, can I ask, 2018, you would have to, the ICBC loan would start amortizing again. Do you have any update on that? Are you planning to restructure this debt, or do you think you'll generate enough cash during the year to pay that amortization?
Yeah, Rahul, yes, I can answer your question. Obviously, this is the main problem we are working on at the moment. The management and the board of directors, together with auditors, are closely looking at the going current situation of the company and the plans and the liquidity. And we are discussing actively with the lenders and with a number of other financial institutions about restructuring of the debt and adjusting the schedule to fit the profile of cash flows generated at KNS. Because the original schedule of repayment of the loan, it was aligned with the plan of the commissioning and the increase of the capacity of the KNS. And unfortunately, due to a number of the problems, including the problem with drying unit, this the schedule of the reaching full capacity of operations was impacted, and we believe that a significant portion of this responsibility lies with the CNAC, who still have obligations in relation to the KNS. We are still in the warranty period, and a part of these issues, including the financial impact, is the responsibility of the contractor. And at this moment of time, we are in discussion with both contractor and the lenders about resolution of this issue.
Okay, is this something we should expect in Q1 to be resolved? Because the first amortization payment is end of June, isn't it?
You are correct, yes. This is a work in process, and of course our aim is to resolve this as soon as we can.
Understood. Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you. Our next question comes from Wong Qimen from China Galaxy. Thank you.
Yeah. Hello. Just a quick question. Because we just talked about the utilization rate right now, maybe 60% plus. I'm not sure whether you can give us some idea about at this utilization rate. So, what's the cash cost per ton at the moment?
Thank you. I can try to answer the question. Obviously, you're aware that until our annual accounts published, we cannot disclose the cash cost. I think that our previous guidance during the interim report was made. The I can only guide you, okay, that if you recollect our cash costs during the H1 of the last year was around $60 a ton, and what I can update you on is that in the second quarter of the year, the factor that been affecting the cash cost relates mostly to the volume of the production and also the change in the exchange rate of the rubles. Apart from this, there was no more big changes affecting the costs, although I cannot give you the exact number at the moment. You'll be able to see it in our annual accounts. So what I can add is that the major factor that is affecting our costs is the economy of a scale. So as soon as the production capacity is increasing, this should have a positive effect on the cost. And as you mentioned already, as soon as the bridge is in operation, that shall have also a positive impact on the cost of the transport. So this is the update I can give you right now.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you, sir. Our next question comes from Mr. Bruce Liu.
你好，我是来自那个大陆的个人投资者，想问管理层两个问题。第一个问题呢，是关于这个可能的集资活动。那么我想问的是说，现在有没有任何的一个就是明确的一个现在有没有任何的就是跟可能的这个意向方进行接触？然后另外一块呢，是关于这个就是铁矿石价格的一个市场波动，对于这个公司的这个盈利。
是怎么样的一个影响？那么，比如说我们跟客户签订的价格是一个固定的价格，还是一个浮动的价格？然后铁矿石市场价格的波动对于这个公司的盈利是怎么样的一个关系？谢谢。
你好，让我去解答你的问题吧。你的第一个问题应该是关于这个 fundraising 的问题吧？关于集资？对，其实我们现在没有什么特别的计划，但是跟我们一直在公告里面也是这样子说。 就是我们预计也会想，要是有好的机会的话，我们也不会，我们也会找出这个机会去执行。现在我们没有特别的计划去做。好的，明白。那第二个问题好像是关于这个铁矿石价格的问题吧？其实我们的价格是按照 PLEX 65%去定的。 那当然呢，要是价格市场的价格。 相信的话呢，我们当然我们的收入也会增加，但是我们也是按照这个 PLEX
65%去定的。我明白，我的意思是说，比如说，有可能一季度、二季度铁矿石价格上升了，那么公司跟客户签的这个协议是长期固定价格的协议呢，还是一个随着市场波动的一个价格的协议呢？也是按照市场波动的。好的，明白。好的，谢谢您。
Thank you. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, should you have any question, please press star 1 on your telephone. There seems to be no further question at this point in time. Would you like to conclude conference? Thank you.
Thank you, everyone, for dialing in. We look forward to our annual results, and you will have more updates on the exact figures. So see you around in March. Thank you.
Thanks, everybody.
Thank you for your participation. This concludes your conference. Thank you.